Hi there, I'm Hiten Vyas, and you're tuned into episode 45 of the Stuttering is Cool podcast, and here is your host, Daniele Rossi.
Thank you, it's great to be here. Oh, that's so cheese.
I know. Tell me about it.
It's always good to try new things. So.
Yeah, sure. That's it.
So today we are taking a trip to the UK, and actually, first I want to say congratulations on a pretty impressive award that you've received, I believe, a month ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It was around about 3 weeks ago. I take it you're referring to the public speaking, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what I actually did, I'm actually very much into public speaking. It happens to be one of my main interests at the moment. And I actually participated inside a local speech contest. And I ended up winning that, which I was quite pleased about. And I'm actually going to be now participating in the area contest, and that's going to be happening next Sunday, a week today.
Ooh, wow, very nice.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about chocolate again? We spoke about your speech before. It was about chocolate.
Exactly, Danny. So what happened was I had a little bit of a discussion with some of the other members at my club. I had around about a month of whether to actually... What it is for the upcoming contest next week, I am allowed to actually use the same speech. So I had a few discussions with some of the other members as to whether I could prepare another speech, a new one. I had at that time around about a month to do so, or whether to actually go with the original speech. And I guess I selected. I chose to carry on with using chocolate, I guess, for like two main reasons. One was it had already been, you know, proved, because I had already won the previous contest. I guess, you know, I was confident that it had already shown that, you know, it could win. Therefore, there could also be the possibility that I might be able to win again. And you know, being busy with work and what have you, you know, I just thought that at least for this contest, I'm able to use the same speech, I will do so. And if I then go through to the natural, the national competition, then I would have to prepare a brand new speech, which is fine. So we will see how it goes on Sunday.
Great. It's always great to hear about a stutterer winning, first of all, a stutterer, you know, doing something like public speaking. And it's always, it's like, it always makes me feel proud when, you know, they win, you know, something like a contest.
I can relate to that. It's because I guess, you know, being people who stutter, or, you know, being people who stammer, speaking is one of the most difficult things that we have to do. Whereas other people, so-called, you know, fluent people, if you like, take speaking to, you know, as something as a given. For us, it's risky, and, you know, I can admire anyone who wants to actually try out public speaking, because everybody there, even the other members who may not perhaps stammer, are there to actually improve their speaking as well.
So, how long have you stuttered?
I've stuttered now for almost 10, 20, 19 years.
I'm surprised that you had to count.
Yeah. I wasn't sure actually whether it was 19 or 20.
Oh,
but the thing is that I'm going to be 30 soon. So I guess in that sense,
It's
20 years.
So are you going to celebrate Are you going to celebrate an anniversary then? Say it's been 20 years. Woohoo!
Wow, you know something? I never actually thought about that, but that is a fantastic idea, you know. Absolutely.
I'm glad that you're finding it a very good idea.
Yeah. I never. I never thought about that, but then again, I would expect that from yourself, because you know the way that you have been able to turn around stuttering into being something which is bad into, you know, a good thing, then this would be another thing to celebrate there.
Yet I'm actually thinking to myself now, going, why haven't I thought of that before? Okay, so let's choose a date, and then we'll all celebrate Stutter Anniversary Day or something.
Absolutely.
Stuttering. Sure. Oh, Stuttering Appreciation Day.
Stuttering Appreciation
International
Day.
International Stuttering Appreciation Day. Huh.
I think, you know something, you might have just created the next big international stuttering event.
I there, rock Danny. So much, Posting. Don't I? I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry?
I rock so much, don't I?
Yes, you do,
I'm
mate.
So
do.
Full of myself right now.
but okay, why not? Why not?
Yeah. Okay, so how about this? You choose the date, just to think about a date that you want to celebrate your 20th anniversary of stuttering. And yes. then we'll make that into International Stuttering Awareness, I mean, Appreciation Day. Oh, this is hilarious.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, well. Speaking of turning things into positivity, we are going to be talking about, or rather, you are going to be talking about. Actually, why don't I let you explain it? You had listed a lot of abbreviations, including something like CBT and I think NLP and all that stuff. Yes. So take over the show and talk.
Okay. So So I guess I can talk about that briefly. With me, I guess, you know, my own journey in terms of, you know, in terms of like dealing with stuttering, trying to identify strategies which can actually help me to be able to overcome stuttering. I guess two areas I'm quite interested in, the cognitive therapy approach. The reason why is, I guess, with my own stammering, the way that I do it, I'm actually a person who does it covertly. So I guess over the years, I learned how to be able to hide it, coming out with all these like fancy, you know, tricks, which are not very, you know, which are not very good for you. But I guess that was, you know, there were just like strategies which I picked up to be able to cope.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I had a lot of negativity in terms of my thinking. I used to experience a lot of fear, and I'm sure that, you know, anybody, a person who stammers and is struggling with it, they can relate to the fear aspect of things. So I was experiencing a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, low self-confidence, aspects like that. So I guess a particular area which has helped me personally with that has been actually looking at the cognitive therapies. So for example, cognitive behavioral therapy, and also an area called neuro-linguistic programming. And what these areas do is that they, I guess, a person can use techniques, you know, from such areas to identify any kind of errors in their thinking, and then to be able to use strategies to actually replace the negative type of thinking with more better positive thought patterns, which can then help a person cope better.
Would you be able to share with us some of your techniques?
Yeah, sure. So, say for example, okay, let's give you an example. Say for example, a person has you know, issues with being, you know, of low self confidence, and possibly, you know, not having a very good image of themselves, you know, and you know, this, they might have a poor self image which could be related to stammering. Stammering could be one aspect of it. You can actually use techniques within NLP and CBT to actually create, particularly through using your imagination, creating a new a new self, if you like, you know, a self which you want to become, to be able to create such a self mentally, and then step into that new self, and then look at the world through the eyes of this new self. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm assuming you're being true to yourself, so it's not like you're inventing this persona with different values from you, or am I way
well,
off?
I guess, no, I guess what it is, in a sense, you can be creating a new you.
Okay.
So what it is that if you've got aspects of yourself which you would like to improve upon, then you could create a new you, which is actually, you know, doing the things that you want to do.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about for those times when you're about to say pick up the phone, or you have to ask a question to either a random stranger or, you know, the salesperson in the store.
Yeah.
And you have all those fears in your mind. I can't do this. I'm going to stutter. And then you just get worse and worse. Is there a way to stop that or to prevent it or whatever?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say like prevent. I guess it's when you're using techniques like that, it's like with any sort of like, it's like with any type of therapy, it is something which has to be worked upon. So you can identify particular situations where you might normally block or you might normally stammer, and then by working on your thought patterns, you know, this is something that you might have to do when you're, you know, sitting alone and you're actually trying to really, really analyze what is happening within yourself, and then practice, I guess, trying to use some of these strategies to actually improve your thinking, and then going out into the real world, and then I guess experimenting with what happens. I guess you have to be very very like have to have a curious mindset, because it isn't something which is going to happen overnight. But you know, as I said, personally, it's something which has helped me out a lot.
That's a very interesting way of I guess thinking. Let's see what happens when I do this. Let's see what happens when I do that. I guess it also involves a bit of courage as well to actually go about and try something that you know, you don't know what kind of feedback that you'll get.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess what it, yeah, I would go with that. It's like with any type of change work. If, I guess, you know, I think there is a term which people might be familiar with, and I think that they actually use it, you know, when a person is perhaps having like speech therapy or any types of treatment, you call it desensitization.
Uh-huh.
And what that actually involves is going out, practicing new behaviors, and that takes courage. Absolutely, you know, but that's why I think that, you know people who stammer, and particularly people who are ready to make some big changes in their lives, people like that have tremendous courage. You know, only I guess other people who stammer can actually appreciate that. But having said that, even you know, people who are fluent, who see people who stammer, who want to make changes, who are actually doing behavior, speaking or whatever, which they normally fear, then it is a very admirable thing.
Would disclosing your stutter be an example of doing something different, or do
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so it's definitely. So it's even the tiny things. Well, supposedly, you know, from the outside,
no,
it seems
no,
tiny,
absolutely.
But on the inside,
exactly.
It's yeah. So even those, I guess we can call them details.
Details, yeah,
can make a huge impact. Yeah,
exactly. It's like over the, you know, a person who stammers, we've kind of built up so many things within ourselves to be able to deal with things. We just have to take it one step at a time. Take it slowly, you know. And even like small improvements, little steps, it all makes a difference. It all contributes.
Do you have any life examples of your own experiences that you'd like to share about using all these different techniques, these NLP, etc.?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. I guess. I use it. I use it whenever I feel fear coming on. Say, for example, speaking on the phone. I'll give you a perfect example. Something which I did earlier on today. The phone was ringing. I felt some fear, and as soon as I felt that fear, I sent my mind somewhere else, and you know, I was confident. Then I picked up the phone, and I was fine.
That reminds me of a time that I did that. I was going through job interviews, and do you know how they call up to do that telephone interview? So I would keep a picture, a photograph, and at the time, this is actually funny, but whatever works. You gotta do whatever works. At the time, I was really getting into ABBA, the music of ABBA.
All right, okay.
And I'd realized that, you know, their music is so bouncy, up and, you know, happy and lively. I mean, they could be talking about, you know, the worst breakup ever, but they're making it sound like it's the greatest thing ever. So I would keep a CD single that had their picture on it right beside the phone. And then so every time that I got nervous, I just look at it. It would make me think of, okay, like some song. And then everything seemed to work fine. So I guess whatever works.
Exactly. It's like, you know, whatever works for a person. And I guess, you know, with people who stammer, different things work for different people. So whatever... works with you, just go with that, I guess.
ABBA. Hey, you know, they just keep on giving. Are there any books or websites that you can recommend listeners check up on in regards to reading up on CBLT and NLP and all these other type of techniques?
Sure. I guess one good place that people could go to, you know, the British Stammering Association website. If they go there, it's www.stammering.org. On there, they'll be able to find a lot of information on how you can actually use cognitive therapies for stammering. Which is one website which I do personally recommend. There is also another website which is called Mastering Stuttering and Blocking, which is www.masteringstutteringandblocking.com. And I think there's Dr. Bob Bodenhammer, who has done a lot of work on actually using NLP in particular with stammering, which is also a great website as well. Regarding CBT, I think with CBT, one place which I found information on that, in addition to the British Stammering Association website, was called the British Association for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy and Psychotherapy or something like that. I'm not quite sure what that is, but if you just, you know, if you do a search into a search engine, you know, CBT use for stammering, then I'm sure people will be able to find information on it.
And where will they find you?
Where will they find me? People can find me on my blog, which is Stuttering Hub, www.stutteringhub.com. And I've also got profiles on Twitter, which is basically my name, Hiten Vyas. I'm also on Facebook, again, Hiten, which is my profile on there and also on MySpace as well, which is again Hiten.
What do you blog about?
What do I blog about? I blog about well, I blog about issues associated with stammering, talking about strategies which people can, which can possibly help them in any way. I like to think of trying to be able to motivate people, perhaps inspire people, share techniques with them which have helped me, which could perhaps help them, who knows? And yeah, just aspects like that, like a self-help resource.
And how are you finding Twitter?
Twitter, yeah, I'm finding it to be quite interesting. As I said earlier, I actually got into it after I started following you. I think you were the first person I followed on there, and then since then I've been following. I think I'm following like over 100 people. I think
Wow.
around about 80 people or something are following me. So yeah, I have to admit it's a very interesting tool. I enjoy using it more than I enjoy using Facebook and MySpace. I find myself on Twitter more often, and I guess I just like the way that it works. I find the interface to be quite user friendly, and it's microblogging, so you don't really have to, talk about that much unless you have to, but then even then you can't, because there's only a limited amount on of which you can write. But I think it's a great tool, and it would be good if more, people who stammer can get involved in that, I guess,
Yeah.
making friends and associates.
And talking about stuttering and stammering and helping each other
Exactly.
and stuff, that's what I really love about Twitter. It's just so non-intrusive
Yeah,
and yet so
exactly. Yeah,
addicting.
it is. Absolutely. It can be very, very addictive. So that's one thing to watch out for, I guess.
Productivity will go down.
Yeah, exactly. Stay away from it if you're at work.
Thank you for coming on to my show.
Okay, Danny, thank you very
Thank
much
you.
for having me.
Thank you, and I'll see you on Twitter.
That's right. Yeah, see you on there.
And that concludes my fantastic chat with Hitin. I hope that it will help you with your day-to-day life, because that's golden advice that Hitin gave. There are three different ways to send feedback. You can record an MP3, email it to coolstutter@gmail.com, and you can also give me a phone call. You can phone my voicemail line. I don't have it in my head right now, but stutteringiscool.com has all the instructions. You'll find it under podcast. And there is even a widget, a little thingy on my site that lets you press record, and you can record through your computer mic. You'll find it all there, stutteringiscool.com, and it will be great to hear from you. Yes, it will be great to hear from you. What I was trying to say is, in the future, in the immediate future, I want to do more chats like this. We just hang out and we just talk stuttering for a bit. We talk about what your interests are and all that, and we just stutter openly as much as we like. Or if you want to try out your speech tools and such, that would be fantastic as well. So let me know. Coolstutter@gmail.com. Ciao.